You're a passing car on a one-way street. Had to stay through the red lights when midnight and heartbreak meet.
You're a photograph in a house of flames.
Just heard a snippet of the brand new single The Thing That Wrecks You by country star Tennille Towns and Grammy award-winning rock icon Bryan Adams. Born from a chance encounter in a stairwell, The Thing That Wrecks You brings reigning CCMA Entertainer of the Year Tennille Towns and Grammy award-winning artist Bryan Adams together on a vocal performance that matches the energy of the song's lyrics. It describes the moment that love goes speeding headfirst towards heartbreak. The song offers a preview of new music that is coming from Towns. Her most recent hit project, Masquerade, was a huge success and was released back in April of 2022, and it is still climbing the charts with so many singles off that project. There is so much success around Tennille, including her acting role in the Hallmark's 2022 film, A Time for Him to Come Home for Christmas, where she plays herself. Fans can also catch her on the road this summer, including major festivals such as Cavendish Beach Festival, Faster Horses Festival, Watershed Festival, and so many more. Here to talk about her exciting new music and her upcoming tour is country star Tennille Towns. Hello there.
Well, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tennille?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for taking the time to chat today.
Well, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show. You have to know how big of fans we all are here on radio for you. And just to watch your journey, girl, so incredible.
Thank you.
So incredible. What an entrance for 2023.
Thank you. That really means a lot. It's been a very fun ride here these last couple months.
Even 2022, man, I'm telling you, your album Masquerades, so incredible.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I want to be able to touch base a bit on that album, if it's okay, before we get into the new single, because there's so much about that album that really showcases the kind of artist that you are in this music that you're delivering right now with the lyrics and how in depth you get and engulf yourself in a story. Gosh, you're so good at writing. You know that, right?
That is so kind. I really appreciate those words. I mean, I don't know what else to do except write about how I'm feeling. It's my way to feel a little better, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're giving a voice to so many people in every single story. You engulf the lyrics and you deliver it. It's like you can sit in a stadium that is huge and have a pin drop and every single one of us would just be sitting listening to every single word. That you're just that mm-hmm. good as a vocalist. But the songwriting, wow. So good.
Thanks.
So good.
Thank you. I love that part of music where it sort of feels like, as we're listening, like we've all got our own little movie playing in our mind of what a song might make us think about. And the feeling underneath that visual is just universally the same through mm-hmm. a whole room. Like, that's one of my favorite things about live music, is it's like this invisible thread that we're all just kind of holding on to for a second, and it's really feels like we can stand together in something. And the Masquerades itself was like a little terrifying for me to share, because my favorite place to write from is the observer perspective, sort of the bird's eye view that's a little bit more zoomed out, the storyteller. And I found myself in the middle of the shutdown writing the songs for this project going, I can't help the way these songs are just coming out more personally. And I shared little clips of them online before I really decided to record them. And I just felt so encouraged hearing from people saying, like, I feel the same way. Like, this is my truth, too. We posted a bit of Villain in Me, which really is the song that kind of rolled that whole project together. And I was like, wow, to know that I'm not alone in the way that I'm just sort of letting out this vulnerable feeling in a song, and to know that someone else feels the same is pretty incredible. So I'm always in awe of that sort of mystic layer of songwriting. It's just like, right, we're just sort of like talking about the truth that we all have somewhere inside of us.
Trying to be a hero until it brings you to your knees. Such an incredible song. Villain
Thank
in
you.
Me.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I definitely am. This song was the most sort of just saying it, you know, of what I feel inside myself on a regular basis, that sort of habit of picking up the mask the second verse talks about. Sometimes, you know, you'll only see me smiling. Sometimes I wear it like a mask. It's easier that way. And I feel that very, very much so. I think that's a really human thing to do. And sometimes a good thing to look on the brighter side, but sometimes it's what we hide behind. And I definitely do that. So it feels refreshing to be able to kind of just set that down in a song. It's easier to sing about it than it is to talk about it.
It related to my heart, because I always try to be that peacekeeper and always try to just look at the brighter side, no matter what's happened to me that day, no matter how deep or terrible or good. I always, at the end of the day, look for that silver lining, and I focus on that and move into the next day. And I always have that. Man, that spoke to me. Wow.
I'm so glad. Mm-hmm. I think it's very brave to want to be that peacekeeper and that person to keep it all on the sunny side. But it's important to, like, I think, feel the other side of that sometimes, too.
You got to let yourself,
right?
Yeah, because you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable, and you have to allow yourself to say, hey, it's okay that I'm feeling this. And it took me a long time in my life before I allowed myself to do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm very much with you and still figuring out how to do that, very much so.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is Villain in Me by country star Tennille Towns here on Music's Journey.
Pulls back the arrow, knows exactly where to start. The weak spot in the armor cuts straight to the heart. And the clouds roll over, temperature drops as it gets closer, and it all goes quiet, too quiet. Voice that I don't wanna hear, the hurtful words I say, long list of things about myself I wanna change. A heavy cloud that won't leave even after rains. Try to be a hero till it brings me to my knees. Yeah, there's a villain in me. You'll only see me laughing, sunshine and a smiling face. Sometimes I wear it like a mask. It's easier that way. Then the clouds roll over, temperature drops as it gets closer, and it all goes quiet, so damn quiet. The voice that I don't want. A long list of things about myself I wanna change. Heavy cloud that won't leave even after the rain. Try to be a hero till it brings me to my knees. Yeah, there's a villain in me.
That was Villain in Me by my special guest, country star Tennille Towns. It is off her latest EP, Masquerades, that was released in April of 2022. You're on a whirlwind right now, girl. Like, it is just so much coming down the pipe for you. Tell us about When You Need It.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to. So When You Need It actually is, I think, the first song that I wrote over Zoom with Rabel, who is just one of my favorite humans. He's got such an incredible voice, and his songwriting to me is just really something remarkable. Mm-hmm. And I was a fan of his music before we wrote together, and I saw him play a show at the Ryman several years ago, and I've been listening to his music ever since. And we got, you know, connected to write over Zoom in the middle of the pandemic, and I had never written a song through a computer before, nor had I written with Rabel. And we were just kind of sitting there going, how are you? And both of us honestly were like, not great, you know? How can we just like make a new friend and bond over this really crazy thing that's happening around the world? And we both were just talking about how grateful we were for our friends that we were checking in with and who were checking in with us in some of the darker moments of feeling completely isolated and alone, and like, where would we be without that kind of support mm-hmm. and love as just human beings? And it was really fun to like mark the beginning of our friendship writing a song about friendship. So I'm so glad we got to sing this song together on the project. And this song was such a joy to get to do.
Well, because there's so many feelings that we're going through, so many people that might have been deep down inside, but you know, with the pandemic, it really brought out so much of what we try to bury, you know, some of our vices and our feelings that we just kind of put aside. We acknowledge them, but not really. We don't really deal with them. And so many people were going through that. And this song just spoke volumes for people. Just the response to see what people were saying about this song, it was just incredible. Really well needed at that time.
Thank you. I feel the same. It brought me a lot of comfort just writing it and creating it. And that's definitely the greatest hope, is that it could feel like a friend sitting next to you when you're hearing it. That's the heart that the song came from.
Well, I remember sitting there and thinking about my mom, because my mom had just passed, and how I missed her so much. And that song just spoke to me, because she was the best friend anybody could ever have. And everybody loved her so much. And it was just such a meaningful song for me.
So sorry to hear about your mom. Thank you for sharing that.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is When You Need It by country star Tennille Towns, featuring Rabel, here on Music's Journey.
Pulls back the arrow, knows exactly where to start. The weak spot in the armor cuts straight to the heart. And the clouds roll over, temperature drops as it gets closer, and it all goes quiet, too quiet. Voice that I don't wanna hear, the hurtful words I say. Long list of things about myself I wanna change. A heavy cloud that won't leave even after it rains. Try to be a hero till it brings me to my knees. Yeah, there's a villain in me. You'll only see me laugh. sunshine and a smiling face. Sometimes I wear it like a mask. It's easier that way. Then the clouds roll over, temperature drops as it gets closer, and it all goes quiet, so damn quiet. Myself, I want to change. Heavy cloud that won't leave even after the rain. Try to be a hero till it brings me to my knees. Yeah, there's a feeling in me.
That was When You Need It by my very special guest, country star Tennille Towns, featuring Rabel. Let's talk about When It's Gonna Happen. Another incredible song on this one.
Thank you. When's It Gonna Happen? That song came from literally sitting down going, what's happening? And I was looking at this stack of mail next to my guitar and my laptop, and there were like a couple of wedding invitations in there from some friends that I was so happy for, and that said, you know, me plus one. And I was like, right, it's going to just be me on these ones. So I ended up writing a song sitting in that place, thinking about that. And it's been so amazing hearing people like message me about this song going like, this is my anthem. Like, I feel this, because there's kind of like an empowered side to being single. And then there's also like some struggle that comes with that. And I kind of wanted to encompass both of those things in the song, and I wanted the music to feel something that was like uplifting, and that we could just like stand together and own this season of life that everybody goes through at one point or another. And it's been so fun getting to hear from people, and I love seeing all these amazing young girls screaming the song at the shows. It's my favorite to watch them. It's so awesome.
Well, the message of believing in yourself and knowing that you're worthy of being loved, and that the expectations of what love stands for, and that it'll come in time, that you're thinking, or why isn't it happened to me in this moment? Just believing in yourself and being comfortable in your own skin before accepting somebody else into your life. You have to go that route, and it takes time to learn that too, right?
That's so true. I love that.
Never been good at expectations. I think I expect too much. But if it's any consolation, I still believe in love. You know I got your invitation. Can't wait for Rosemary Beach. Guess I should tell you he's not. There's no plus one, it's just me. And I'll show up in a dress with a smile, and I couldn't be happier for you. Sometimes I feel like I'm the last one standing. I'm a girl to me.
What about the sound of being alone?
The sound of being alone was literally me going crazy in my house. I'm so thankful I have a little dog. His name is Sam, and he has made it so much better. But definitely spinning here, you know, just literally feeling completely alone by myself in this house. And just that, like, kind of, I don't know, the, like, gut punch of loneliness sometimes. I was like, I just feel like I need to write about this. And I had the best time getting to write with my friends Meg Duvall on this, and also Dan Wilson, and who I admire both of them so much as human beings and as writers. And it was really cool to kind of just all go on this, like, musical adventure of this kind of funky production that came to life through Zoom of that song. And I love getting to play this one live. It's got so much emotion and, I think, tension in it that was very raw and real to what I was feeling pacing around in circles in my house at the time.
I totally agree with this one. I got my little one sitting right beside me right now. She goes everywhere with me.
Nice.
It's amazing when you have that unconditional love. They don't talk back. They're amazing. They love you all the time.
Yeah, they are. Yes. Agree. What a gift they are to our lives.
What kind of dog is it? Sam or Sammy?
He's a little Sam. Yeah, he's a little terrier mix. Nice. We're not quite sure exactly what he is, but a little bundle of love for sure. How about yours?
She's a Shih Tzu, but she is nice. Just like the most. Like, she sits up like a little human being in my arm, and
amazing.
It's she likes to watch TV that way, and then she looks at you like she's a little human. And it's just incredible.
They totally are. They've got such personalities. I never understood before. I had a lot of friends who had dogs, and I didn't get it until I got Sam. I'm like, I'm a dog person now. Like, I understand. This is like a very, I don't know, just incredible relationship to have in a life.
Mm-hmm. Because you pour everything out. It's just, you don't hide anything. And you can be yourself completely when it comes to animals. That's, yeah, it's a big pull for me.
That is so true.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is The Sound of Being Alone by country star Tennille Towns here on Music's Journey.
Startling me, is it the sound of you? up the stairs of someone that used to be there. Some illusion that the world calls silence. Oh, who knows? I don't. It's just the sound of being alone. It comes. It
was The Sound of Being Alone by my very special guest, Tennille Towns, off her new EP, Masquerades. There's one that when I've played this one, I've had so many people comment on it. Shared Walls. Such an incredible story. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah. I love getting to sing this song. It was so special to have my friend Breland singing with me on it. I couldn't imagine a better neighbor for the song, but I was living in an apartment at the time and feeling like just completely isolated and far away from so many people, and also feeling closer to neighbors literally in my building and also neighbors across the whole world. You know, we were all kind of going through this thing together. I was watching videos of people in Italy singing in the streets and feeling like I could open my window and join in on them with the same song. It was just like, wow, this is kind of crazy to feel somehow closer through the darkness and the pain of all that we've gone through. So I was writing from that place and just thinking about that, whatever kind of walk of life you've come from, like when you really zoom out, we're just sort of all neighbors spinning around on this big rock. And I loved getting to write this with a couple friends, Eric and Rabel as well. And then having Breland come and join on the song was really special. I'm such a fan of his voice and the path that he's carved out in country music and just music in general. He's such an incredible creative soul, and I love how many different things he can do. Like, his voice is so versatile, and it was really special to have him singing on this with me.
I love the video, and just seeing that feeling about sharing experiences and knowing one another in a deeper way, but not really saying it, and then acting like strangers on a street.
Yeah, you know, I think it is kind of crazy. You, when you're literally sharing a wall, you can, I'm sure my neighbors, I drive them crazy singing all the time. It's like, would you just finish that song already? But you know a lot about a neighbor, you know, you really do.
Definitely. I loved it. I just thought there were so many different meanings that people could take from it. And I was watching the stories, and there was, like, people were attaching their own personal stories to this and talking about loving somebody and having deeper feelings for somebody, sharing their heart and soul. But then when they saw each other out in the streets, like, they didn't know each other, or they acted like they didn't know each other. Yeah.
Last night I heard you crying through the floor. I never heard you cry like that before. I wish I knew what you were sing one time. Yeah, we're not much for conversation, but you always get my mail when I am on vacation. Up on me living, what a life. These little boxes stacked up high. We share woes, we share
the way you spin stories, I'm telling you. Talk about...
Thank you.
Talk about Same Road Home. Another really great song.
Thanks. I love the we love getting to put this one in the live show because it's got such a great energy of just kind of like welcome to the community that we're all a part of. And to me, being able to like sing about all of us being united and showing up and just being who you are, like that's the most important thing to me of anyone coming to our shows to gather, is that we can all just walk in and show up and feel loved and welcomed and accepted entirely as we are. And I think this song feels like a really great anchor in that theme. So I love getting to have it in the live show. I love getting to write this song with my friends Brock Berryhill and Lori McKenna. Lori has been such a huge mentor of mine and just such an inspiration when it comes to songwriting. So it was really special to get to write this song all together, and I'm so glad it's out in the world.
We're all the same, looking for the same answers and trying to find our way home.
Yes, we very much are. I think that's pretty much what the human condition really is.
Exactly.
A continuous season of searching for that.
Lonely lovers, tumbleweeds on a long highway, lost believers, broken dreamers, morning coffee at a Super 8, asking why is it just blood in this heart?
That was The Same Road Home by my very special guest, Tennille Towns. It is off her Masquerade EP that was released last year in April of 2022. It's so awesome. I can't wait to see you playing live again. It's been too long.
I can't wait for that too. I'm looking forward to crossing paths at a show soon.
It'll be so good. We got to talk about Light in Your Eyes. This is one of my favorite songs. It is such a beautiful song. Yeah, let's talk about that one.
I wanted this one to kind of be the last thought on this EP, the Riding Into the Sunset song, because it's sort of like this combination of feeling happy and sad at the same time. There's like this kind of nostalgic heartache that's in these lines, but the feeling of the music is very sort of feels to me very uplifting, and I love that combination.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of, as we were writing it, we were asking the angels of the 70s almost like to come and sit upon our shoulders and help us craft this song, because it felt very much in that sort of, you know, the harmonies and the way that the song just feels like a, hopefully it's just like wrapping its arms around you. So
it's an inspiring,
really glad to have this one on the project.
It's an inspiring song. And so many people feel empowered with that one, too. It's just a fan favorite in Australia when we play that. And yeah.
Well, good. I'm so happy to hear that.
It was something you said we were driving. There was something on your mind. I was staring out the window.
That was Light in Your Eyes by my very special guest, Tennille Towns. This one, again, is off her latest EP, Masquerades. It was released in April of 2022. Don't forget, you can download Masquerades and all the songs on that album, add it to your playlist, and share it. You can also request any of those songs at your favorite local country radio station. Lots of people love this EP. When you look at this EP, and you look at when you started this journey, you've got a world of experience when it comes to your craft and what you want to be as an artist. What would you tell yourself, a young Tennille Towns, what you've learned today?
Yeah, what a great question. Honestly, I'd probably tell her just to keep going and to trust her gut, because I don't think I would be here doing this thing that I love to do so much if it weren't for the fearless, 8 or 9 year old kid that I was, who just believed anything was possible. I think I could use more of that ambition now. I think I'd tell her just to keep on going.
Would you look at success the same? It's like when we first start out in a journey like this, you hear it all the time. It's just the tour, being able to get on a big stage, and you have your dream stages, and the idea of what success looks like when you start out in the journey and what it looks like to you today after all the success at your age to see the stages that you've played on. What does success look like today in comparison to when you started?
Yeah, I mean, it very much is those kind of anchors of going like, oh, it'd be so cool to get to open up for this hero, or how amazing would it be to get to perform this song on the stage that you've dreamt of your whole life. And those kind of milestones are all so special, and I think important to dream about and kind of manifest and get specific about. I'm all for that. But I think, to me, I've wondered what that could feel like. But to me, the anchor of success, I think all along, has sort of been just to wake up and do the thing I love. And I have grown more into this understanding and idea of going someone coming up to me and telling me how much a song has impacted their life, or what person it makes them think of, or what experience it helped them through. It's that to me is everything. That's that's what music is for. It's some kind of medicine and connector. And if that to me is the greatest measure of success, for sure. And just getting to wake up and continue to figure out how to keep going on this journey. So I'm really thankful to do the thing I love. And there are days where it's it feels wow, this is literally the thing I imagined as a kid. This is amazing. And there are also days where I am very lost and lonely and not feeling like anything's good enough. It's not all sunshine and roses by any means. But if I really think about the fact that my love for music is always greater than my fear of not being good enough, then I think that always centers me back in the place that I really want to be at the end of the day.
I think it's so important when you look at your career and, when you've risen and had this kind of success, when you look at that, you have to look back and just remember to write the songs that mean something to you. If they don't hit, they don't hit. You love the song because it was important to you in the moment. You wrote it, and if people embrace it, then great, and it gets on radio, fine. But it's just remembering to do it for the love of writing, that 9-year-old little girl. Yes. Yeah. So
absolutely
important.
I very much believe that.
Tell us about the last time.
This song I wrote a while ago, actually. It came from a phone conversation with my Auntie Sue. We were talking about how her youngest had just started driving himself to school, and she was having this moment going, I mean, I remember his first day like it was yesterday, his little backpack, the big blue doors, and he's turning around and waving at me, and it was such a monumental first time, first day of school. And he's like, then I drove him every day for all these years, and it just became routine and the thing you do every day. And he's like, now a couple weeks ago, he got his license and he started driving himself. And I didn't take a moment to remember the last time I dropped him off before he started doing that. And
wow.
She's like, I'm just feeling sad today. And I thought, I'm so sorry you're feeling that way, but I'm just going to steal it and write a song about it. So that's where this one came from.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is The Last Time by my very special guest, country star Tennille Towns, here on Music's Journey.
it's a long drive every day to school. She drops him off at the north door's painted blue. He says, I love you, Mom, before he shuts the door. Oh, every day just like the day before.
That was The Last Time by my very special guest, country star Tenille Townes. Don't forget you can download The Last Time on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and share it. You can also request it at your local country radio station. I just like to be in your head just for, I just like to sit in there for a week and just see where you come up with all of this. Wow.
I appreciate that. It's a mess in there, so look out, but you know.
But that's the creative mess, right? When we're creative, that's a good thing. We got to talk about your brand new single, Wow, An Icon and a Chance Meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, I still can't believe this is all crazy and real, honestly. But I was filming for a Hallmark movie last year, and we recorded the music for it at the studio. And as we were getting ready to leave, I turned around the corner to walk down the staircase, and who was walking up but one of my heroes and just an iconic voice, Bryan Adams, coming up the stairs. And I was like, keep it cool. Don't freak out, you know. And I just thanked him for his music, and we got to chat for a moment. He gave us a quick tour of the studio, and then we kind of went on our way. It was just this chance meeting, and I felt so inspired. I was just like, how cool was that to just meet him and just thinking about the impact of his music around the whole world and as a fellow Canadian, all of it. I just was like, wow, that was really amazing to get to say hello. And I just stood there going, how cool would it be to like sing a song with him someday. And I was talking to my manager in the parking lot, and we Ubered back to the hotel, and by the time we were in the elevator, I was like, okay, I know exactly the song it would be. I've always wanted to make a version of The Thing That Wrecks You. I think his voice would sound so cool on the, like, emotional turmoil of that song. There's just an edge to it. But I mean, Brian's voice really does just wreck you. So I thought that could be so cool. And I was like, well, let's just take the shot. Like, why not? So the next week, my band and I were in the studio anyways. And I was like, guys, I think we should just make a version of this for the Pipe Dream and just see what happens. And so we recorded it. And I only had the address of that studio. I didn't have any other contact forms. So I just burnt the CD, burned a mix to a CD, wrote him a letter by hand, and stopped by FedEx and was kind of laughing at myself as I sent it in the mail, just going, you never know, whatever, let's just see what happens. And I lost my mind. 2 days later, I got an email. I had put my email address in the letter, and he reached out and said he'd heard the song and would absolutely love to sing on it. So I'm still freaking out that it's real. It's been quite a process over the past several months of sending files back and forth and working on this song and the lyrics and just kind of like guitar parts and changing tempos and all kinds of things that have taken us on a journey with this song. But I'm so, so glad we've arrived here, and I can't believe it's out in the world.
Wow. You are fearless, girl. Fearless.
Well, thanks. It definitely felt like a reminder to just go for the crazy shot. You know, I grew up being told that my whole life. It's like, well, you never know unless you ask. So
gotta try.
It doesn't hurt. And I think this was a really good reminder of that theory, because it's kind of crazy what might happen if you just believe in something and take a shot.
I loved it. When I saw you on Instagram, I'm like, this is so cool. So cool. Because we all love Brian Adams. He's such a chill guy. He's so talented. And
for him to
do this was just incredible. But at the same time, he changed a bit of the lyrics too, right? And contributed, you know, to changing it up.
I love the way he brought it to life in such an incredible way. So happy the song is out there.
The song lyrics speak to something that is like so many women go through, so many families and friends and acquaintances go through. Tell us about the lyrics of the song.
Yeah, I mean, the song is kind of, you know, you're a passing car on a one-way street, and you're a deer in the headlights, and like you're a photograph in a house of flames. Like, it's very much like, to me, this lyric came from thinking about a friend of mine who was in the middle of a very toxic relationship. And I was just kind of watching it going, I know she knows this isn't good for her and it's causing her so much pain, but sometimes we just have to, like, to get to the other side of something, we got to go right through the middle of it. There's just no other way. And I think that's a big piece of what it means to just be a human being. So I wanted to write a song that felt like it could just sit next to somebody in the raw feeling of that. And I've, you know, since felt that and been through that myself. And it's like, right, like, this is just, it's so hard. It really does feel like you're just sort of like crashing in slow motion. Like, you know how it's going to end, but you just got to kind of
Gotta keep on trying and go
through it. Keep on trying. Yeah.
Until it's
that's
just
the place that I wrote it.
Well, when you're going through stuff like that, it's just, I think we've all done it. It's because we want to believe. We want to believe that it's possible. And if that person's just not on the same page as you, it's just not going to work. Yeah.
So true. And it could be true of relationship. It could be the same thing of an addiction, or really just anything that you know isn't good for you, but you just kind of got to go through it. So
the emotional need.
That's sort of the place I wanted to zoom out from on this one.
Yeah. The emotional need is so much. There's so much power in that, right?
Yes. It's like a gravity. You can't not do it.
We're going to play this one right now, the brand new single, The Thing That Wrecks You, by country star Tennille Towns with rock icon Brian Adams, here on Music's Journey.
You're a passing car on a one-way street. Women night and heartbreak amaze. me good for you.
That was the brand new single, The Thing That Wrecks You, by country star Tennille Towns with rock icon Bryan Adams. Don't forget, you can download it on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and share it. You also can request it at your favorite local country radio station. What an incredible song.
Thank you for playing it. That's so exciting.
I'm just fascinated to see the changes as you go in your career and just sitting back and watching going, wow. You know, this is just such an important moment in your life. And I'm really hoping that you're taking stock in that. And every time you're getting on stage, just to take a moment to let it all soak in. Because sometimes it's a whirlwind, right? In this career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you saying that. I'm definitely doing my best to try to journal and just like be present and take in what's happening. Because it's really wild. It's definitely the things that I dreamed about, and it's easy to just kind of keep going on to the next thing and everything goes so fast, but I really am trying to just take it all in.
Well, we can't forget to mention too, when you were talking about the film, because when you start in this, I got to say congratulations, like again, 2022, you're in this Hallmark film and that is Time for Him to Come Home from Christmas. You're a multifaceted entertainer in this movie because you're playing yourself. Which is so cool. There's no character created for you. You're playing yourself in this. This has got to be such a surreal moment for you as well, because you had your song One in a Million that was featured as well.
Yes, and that was so exciting. I've had that on the vision board for a while, like get a song in a Christmas song in a Hallmark movie. So the fact
really?
That they opened up the whole film with that was very exciting, and it was so cool to get to be a part of the movie. That's like beyond what I had imagined for it. So I'm so glad that I got to be a part of that. I definitely grew up watching all the Hallmark movies, so it was really exciting to be a part of that, and to get to sing on the show was really special.
Well, you also got to do some amazing things being a part of all of this, because you were on the Polar Bear Express all across Canada. You were playing the shows and raising money for the food banks across Canada. Really incredible. And a lot of these places are so remote that you probably wouldn't have had the chance to be able to play and for fans to be able to come out and see you like that. Really cool.
Oh, yes. That was incredible. That was the CP Holiday Train was such a dream to be a part of. They literally, everybody brings donations for the food bank, and the train just kind of rolls into these towns, and the door opens up and the stage folds down and we play for half an hour, and then the train keeps going down the track to the next town. And it was so fun to be a part of, you seeing all these bundled up, you know, faces just lit up with so much joy. I think a lot of those towns don't get a lot of live music, and it's amazing to watch them just feeling the joy of that and showing up for their communities in a really important way. So I loved getting to close the year out on that ride.
Yeah, that's a gift to them. And in return, they're giving a gift to help other people. It was just such a beautiful thing. So amazing to see you go out there.
It was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. What is your favorite song of all time as a songwriter?
I have a lot of favorites. It's very hard to pick, but I think that Landslide might be one of my all-time favorite songs. As a writer, I think that chorus, I've been afraid of changing because I built my life around you, just means a lot of different things at different times. Every time I hear that song, I used to listen to it on this little yellow radio with my dad in the garage, and I think that one will always kind of stick with me. I love What a Wonderful World. I think that's some of the most profound lyrics, and what a beautiful sentiment to say. And At Last by Etta James is one of my favorites. Code of Many Colors, Dolly Parton, that song always makes me think of my great-grandmother, and just what a remarkable storyteller that Dolly is. So I could list a million of her songs as one of my all-time favorites, for sure.
You've got an old soul.
I guess. I've been told that before. Sometimes I feel like I'm a little stuck back in time in a great way.
I'm an old soul. It allows us to be vulnerable and see people. We take the time, we hear people, right?
I think that's what a beautiful way to say that. I agree. I think there's something that's like a posture of just being able to listen to that. Man, I think we hear and see so many incredible things we can kind of interpret in whatever way we can keep paying the good message forward, you know?
That's why you write music off of, you know, the experiences around you. You're so good.
I think so too.
Old soul. That's awesome. I love it. I absolutely love it. You've had some incredible success, obviously, on both sides of the border. You have written and shared the stage with some of the very best in music industry. So who is the one person that you would love to write with or work with that you haven't yet?
I have a lot of collaborators that I love to create with. I think one of my favorite people to tour with was the first person who ever bought me out was Miranda Lambert. She's just a force to be reckoned with in so many ways, and she made me feel so at home on the road and included, and I'll never forget that kind of generosity. It was pretty remarkable. She's got a great road crew, and Dierks Bentley took amazing care of us on the road. We got to spend almost a whole year out with him, and that was so much fun, and he's one of the hardest working people I've ever met. It's really cool to watch and learn from the culture he creates on the road. And I would say Reba is another one that really just sets the bar in insanely remarkable ways. She was so thoughtful. We only did a handful of shows, but we got to say hello, and she had a handwritten note and a beautiful gift waiting in the dressing room for me on arrival. Really incredible things I hope to get to pay forward someday. So she's really special.
You've had some incredible moments. Incredible gifts.
Yes, I feel very, very fortunate, very blessed, pretty wild.
Wow. Now you've got some special shows coming up that you're going to be playing this year. You're going to be doing Cavendish, right?
Yes.
You got Cavendish.
Wait for Cavendish. I've always wanted to do that festival.
Oh, you haven't done that one yet?
I haven't, and I'm just really excited to visit my friends on the East Coast. I love that part of Canada so much.
Are you going to take a bit of time there when you're there?
I'm hoping so. I think we're still trying to figure out routing for different summer tour dates, so I'm not sure yet, but I would love to because it's so beautiful. I've spent used to do a lot of different high school tours in that area, and loved getting to see so much of it. It's really beautiful.
Now you're going to be playing at the Faster Horses Festival as well as the Watershed Festival. So is there any other dates that you can announce right now? Or
yes, we're doing a spring tour for the side A and B through the U.S. So I'm really looking forward to that in April.
Nice.
Mid-April. So that'll be a fun run. And we're working on a bunch of other things coming up for the summer and fall. And I just got to announce we're doing the Long Road Festival in the UK, so I'm very, very much looking forward to that in October, and looking forward. I love it over there. There's always a piece in my heart that feels very much at home on that side of the ocean, and I can't wait to get back there. So
nice.
Yeah, looking forward to. We're getting to open up for Shania on her tour through Canada in November, so that's going to be insane. and just kind of filling in the rest of the dates around there.
I got a big grin on my face. I have such a big grin on my face because
so do I.
That is awesome. You know, the, just the role that you're on, and so proud of you, girl. So proud of everything
Thank
that you've
you.
Accomplished. It's so cool to watch.
I really appreciate the kindness, and I'm so glad we got to catch up today. Thank you very much for your time.
Do you have some new music as well that's going to be coming out on top of this one?
Any yes, hits? I'm just finishing up a little project, actually, that I can't wait to tell you more about very soon, but that'll be later this spring. It's kind of like a little timestamp of an adventure we were on last year.
Oh, wow.
So looking forward to that, and then working right now on, I'm in the middle of lots of different writing and recording sessions in the last few weeks here, just kind of planning out the next releases for the next little while. So I'm in the middle of the creative forest right now, trying to find my way.
Oh, I am so excited. Cannot wait to hear. If this is any clue, just the last, you know, year of what your music has been and this new single. Wow, we're in for something special.
Thank you. I really appreciate you being on the adventure with me.
Every step of the way, I will not miss a second of your music journey at all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time. And I'm really hoping I get to see you and do a live interview with you instead of doing it this way. And it would be so awesome to be able to see you play again live.
I look forward to that. I would love that too. So hopefully we can cross paths very soon. But thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, I look forward to it. You take care, and thank you once again for taking a little bit more time and very
All
special.
Good. Thank you for diving into these songs. I appreciate you lifting up the story. So have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country star Tennille Towns, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows that are coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Gord Banford, Madeline Merlot, Jamie Warren, Tim Hicks, Sean Hogan, rock band Harm and Ease, Samuel Harness from the NBC The Voice. Samuel is going to also be an upcoming contestant on the future episodes in auditions for the hit series American Idol. We also have Jay Coot, winner of The Voice, and he is back with an amazing new song that you're going to love. Devin Cooper, David James, Runaway Angel, Anthony Tulo, Rock Icons, Lighthouse, Rock Icons, The Stampeders, Griffin Palmer, Ty Wilson, The Prairie States, Dan Davison, Shantaya, Annika, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all my shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Music's Journey Show. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.